This podcast is brought to you by Viking Capital, your best friend in swimming pool financing for over 20 years.
Thanks for joining us on another episode of Pool Magazine Podcast. Today, I'm chatting with Peter Basso, Senior Director of Sales for Matronix, manufacturers of the popular Dolphin brand of robotic pool cleaners. It's a pleasure to have you with us today on the show, Pete.
Thank you, Joe. I appreciate you having us on. And let me compliment your voice, by the way. You have an awesome voice for this.
Thanks. So before we get started with our conversation, could you tell me what role you play at Matronix and a little bit more about how the company first got started?
Absolutely. So I am the senior director of sales and brick and mortar sales. Essentially, I run the sales team on the residential side and commercial side for brick and mortar. We have another senior director of sales who runs the e-commerce side of the business. So together, we coordinate and create one team together between us. You know, for the most part, when you talk about the beginning roles of how Matronix started, we started back in 1983. There was a gentleman in South Africa that actually patented the robotic cleaner product. And in Israel, there is a kibbutz, and the kibbutz works with its own economy. So they have to produce their own economy in order to fund the people that live in it. It's a socialistic commune. And they saw this idea and felt like this was a great idea. So they contacted the gentleman in South Africa, started to create a partnership, and started to sell the product for them. Things went very, very well, and the product began to gain popularity. The gentleman couldn't produce them fast enough, so we created a relationship where we began to produce them and sell them. And then through the years, we ended up buying all of the intellectual property rights and also the just the entire company from this gentleman. And matter of fact, he recently passed away within the last 3 years. But we had a great relationship with him, and he's been the proponent of who has started the robotic cleaning category, you know, in the pool industry. He's done a great job. So the product has come a long way. Matronix has been a company that really prides itself on building something of quality and performance. Our Israeli counterparts are always very calculated, very intelligent folks. Their intellect building into this and the demands that they put into the product has been something that all of us at Matronix and our even our network of resellers and distributors have all been very proud to represent over the years.
Well, I know the product is incredibly popular with distribution. You guys have grown it into over 100 distributors worldwide, right?
That's correct. Mm-hmm. I want to make sure we're clear. We've grown it with the distributors, but the distributors are the key to our growth throughout, specifically throughout North America. They have been wonderful partners and people who have gotten excited and passionate about what we do. And I want to make sure that we recognize the distributors out there because they have really been a wonderful partner in the business to push the product to the retailers and really get the retailers into the behavioral mode of understanding the difference between pressure, suction, and robotic. Through the distributor network, we've exponentiated our sales force in the field and done a wonderful job building the product all the way across.
Yeah, you've done an incredible job on both ends. The direct-to-consumer stuff is working great for you guys as well. I mean, Dolphin Cleaners have become one of the most popular brands on Amazon.
Yes, that's correct. Yeah, we took an initiative a few years ago, and again, that also happened to work out with the distributor. Partnered with them and partnered with a few of our retailers, resellers in the market that were e-commerce specific. Between the three different channels, between the retail distributor and us, we created a partnership that grew the product on Amazon. And where our partners, the brick and mortar partners, initially were timid of anything that happened to do with the internet, any sales that were transferred through the internet, there was an understanding the internet was competing directly with brick and mortar sales. What's ended up happening, though, over the course of the evolution of the smartphone and the evolution of Google and the ability to pull down information from the web, the online, which is your Amazon and internet partners, has become really a complementary vehicle to advertise the product for the offline, the brick and mortar. Customers have transferred. In the old days, Joe, customers used to come to the store in spring and, you know, they'd walk in as soon as it got hot and say, "Hey, what's new?" And the retailers would tell them, "Here's what we saw at the trade shows this winter. This is the new innovation." And the customers would either buy it there or they would go home and do more research. With the advent of smartphones and the advent of all the information accessibility on the internet, customers, 75% of them now start their product journey online. And so with Matronix, we were ahead of the curve by getting our product placed online, which helped build our name online and our brand power. So we're fortunate enough that when a customer goes online to search for robotic cleaners or cleaners of any type, 99% of the time they're going to see our name, and then that drives the customer back to the retail store. So we've really benefited from that over the course of the last 7 or 8 years.
Well, it's definitely clear that, you know, during the last few decades, Matronix has become one of the leaders in this sector. But I think perhaps the most success could be attributed to the enormous popularity of the Dolphin line. I mean, could you speak to that a bit?
I mean, the Dolphin line is our residential cleaner. So it encompasses all residential cleaners. And yes, the popularity of that, really, I go back to the 1980s and 1990s. I didn't join the industry until 2001. So I'm going off the stories that were told to me by the many, many thousands of retailers that I've talked to. But in the 80s and 90s, a lot of companies started to build robotic cleaners, but the failure rate on those cleaners was fairly prevalent. Matronix was also, they were not void of that issue as well, but over the time they began to understand where the issues were, and they started to build the product with more quality. There was a lot more complexity that they were able to engineer into the product, and that complexity was able to have sensors and override issues that were happening in the field. Over time, the retailers and the customers have grown accustomed to the Dolphin name, meaning performance and reliability. And what we have seen, matter of fact, I just ran into this week. I was traveling in the Midwest and Southeast Iowa and Illinois, and was running into dealers who were servicing Dolphin products that were literally 12 to 15 years old. They were sitting in these dealer showrooms waiting to be serviced. Wow. And that's the testament to the performance and the reliability that we've built into the product over the years.
Well, certainly Matronix may be leading the category of robotic pool cleaners simply with the wide variety of different products that they offer. I mean, before we get into chatting about the new product line, could we take a moment to discuss some of the others? I mean, commercial cleaners were introduced a while back, and I want to know, what's the reception been like with the Wave series thus far with Pool Pro?
Most manufacturers were building a residential cleaner. Let's back up for 1 second. In North America, there are over 12 million pools in North America. Out of that 12 million pools, there's between 250 and 300,000 commercial pools based on the best numbers that I'm getting anyways. So when you look at that, that's a very small segment of the business. So a lot of manufacturers who are building pumps, filters, heaters, all the other stuff, the equipment, what happens with those guys is they don't want to invest into a commercial cleaner simply because it's a small piece of the pie. All we do is focus on robotic cleaners. So looking at that commercial segment, we see that 250 to 300,000 as a piece of pie that we need to go after. So instead of building a residential robot and just putting a commercial sticker on it, we decided, look, let's really engineer something that's built to last and be used every single day. So the Wave line was invented in 2006, and we built that product line out. We continue to innovate. There's some new products that we'll be introducing at the end of this year that will update some of our technology as far as the Wi-Fi capability. But the Wave line has also been something that has been world renowned. When you look at the color and you look at the name, it's something that anybody that's been in the industry for 10 or 15 years recognizes immediately.
Yeah, that yellow cleaner definitely stands out for sure.
It definitely does.
It seems like each year Matronix is working to move the ball forward. I mean, we got to take a sneak peek at the new Liberty line of cleaners and are eager to learn a little bit more. Could you talk about what differentiates the Liberty from some of the other cleaners in your catalog?
So we've sat down and started looking at this about 3 years ago in Israel and kind of understanding that cordless is going to be something that customers are going to demand with the advent of the EVs and many different other battery operated products like our phones and our laptops. We knew this was coming. There is a little bit of an issue with the reliability of the battery standpoint and the technology from the battery standpoint. So we sat back a little bit and watched the battery technology evolve. And now we feel that that technology is at a position where we can put it underwater, stress the load, and get the performance out of it that we hope to get. Looking at the Liberty, we came back and said, let's do this. Let's start with a proven platform that we know already works. So when you look at the Liberty platform, it's a platform that's already in the market. It's the S100, the Active 15, those similar products that the brick and mortar teams already see out there. Then what we did is we looked at how this thing was balanced. Now, the Active 15 and the S100 don't have a rear brush. So this created the perfect spot for us to add a battery on the back of this. And it's a permanent battery. It is interchangeable as far as if you want to take it off and replace it if there's problems. But for the most part, it's not, you can't switch batteries. So in doing this, what we looked at was two things. Number one, it had to be something that helped the performance of the product. We're Dolphin, we're Maytronics. We can't put something in the market that's going to have performance that doesn't meet or exceed the current products in the market, the corded products. So that was one of the non-negotiables that we agreed on. The second thing was, is in testing a lot of the import models that we see out there, we buy those. We have a testing farm back at the kibbutz in Israel, the manufacturing facility. We tested these and we started to see where a lot of these products had battery issues with corrosion at the terminals. And as soon as you get that, Joe, then you begin to have battery degradation. And we wanted to avoid that at all costs because of the environment that our product is working in. We needed to make sure that there was no ability for corrosion. So we created an inductive battery, which is an inductive technology, has been around for 50 years. I sold it on cooktops way back in the 1990s. And so it's been around for a while. It's tried and true. So we created an inductive technology using a system called a magnetic connect. And just understanding consumers and who our audience is, they don't like plugins that are small. They wanted something that was robust and they could basically have an audio sound to it. So when it clicks into place, this is magnetic. There's two magnetic terminals. They click into place and the unit is charging. So we set that up for the basic users. It had to be easy to use, had to be lightweight, and the performance had to be something that was equal to the current Dolphin products or better. So in looking at that, that doesn't necessarily differentiate from the competitors out there. But what we did want to do is we wanted to make sure that our performance was better than all others. So that's where the product you'll see is superior. When we remove the cable from the unit, a couple of things were evident to us that we weren't expecting. The amount of drag the cable puts on the robot in the water was substantial. So by removing the cable and then adding the battery, we added about a pound of weight to the unit. That pound actually created more pressure to the substrate of the pool. So you get a better scrubbing surface. People don't understand this, but when you have a cable on a unit, there's buoyancy to that cable. So in those corded models that are the smaller models, they don't have the same weight that the larger models do.
I see people tying a water bottle to them all the time and keep them down.
Yeah, exactly. And so those are hopefully not ours, but I see those in others as well. So this just really was a fun experiment to learn for me anyways. I'm not an engineer, so to be involved in this was a lot of fun to learn some of the differentials that provides the performance of our product in the water. Very neat product. So the other thing we were looking at was IoT and the Wi-Fi capability. So on this unit, there is no Wi-Fi capability. This is a very simple unit. It's a, you know, it's a $999 price point, the Liberty 200. But in communicating with the unit, there is app capability with our Maytronics app. So you can diagnose issues as a retailer, as a distributor, but it has to be out of the water and it has to be on the charger in order to communicate through Bluetooth. Now, we were researching ways to communicate with products underwater, and you really struggle. I know there are some technologies that are out there that are getting better and better, but right now it's unstable to communicate to a product underwater using Bluetooth, Wi-Fi, or even cellular. So we started looking at some other technology and we came up with some technologies being used in other industries. And we use what's called our ClickUp feature. This is kind of a lot of fun. It's really fun to watch when retailers explain it to customers or when our sales reps explain it to retailers, the smile on their face is worth the wait and the reward. But essentially we have a product that makes an audible sound underwater. You shake what's called the ClickUp feature. You shake it. when the unit is done cleaning, it turns off and it always finds itself next to the nearest wall. So as it gets close to the wall, it turns off, but there's a microphone on the PCB board that does action. Once that turns on, it hears that audible sound, it recognizes it, and it actually starts to climb up to the water line. So the customer can just reach down and pull it right out of the water. So that's been a really fun feature that we've incorporated into the Liberty 300. It's not available on the 200, but it is on the 300.
Yeah, I like the other features that we saw when we were checking it out. I mean, some of the things that we liked were the large filter basket. I mean, that's a really great feature. I mean, it filters down to 70 microns, has a removable basket panels, which is pretty convenient. It's pretty lightweight as far as cordless robotic cleaners go. I mean, the unit that we were looking at is about 17 pounds.
Yep, that's correct.
The scrubbers are really high quality, and there's a really large debris port at the bottom. The charging port on the Liberty is also completely sealed, which eliminates a potential failure point. So that's really great engineering going on there.
Thank you. Thank you. By the way, I'm so happy that you mentioned the top load filter basket, because it is one of the customer's favorite features, the ability to not have to touch all of the debris in the basket. All you do is drop the bottom out of it and clean it with a hose. Makes it very simple. And of course, with the interchangeable cartridge panels, you can change the level of filtration in the pool based on the degree of debris that is in the pool. And that's been a huge advantage to our success in the market.
Absolutely. I mean, how does the new Liberty model interact with the Dolphin Tech Plus mobile app?
Once the unit is on the charger, it has the ability to connect to the app at that point, because the charger mechanism is really where the information is displaced from the charger to the unit itself. So the charger is talking to the PCB board inside the motor unit. Now, what happens is we don't have an app for the consumer in the Liberty 200 or 300 at this point. The app is designed specifically for either the retailer or the distributor. So the information that is derived from that app is quite substantial. We can get any metrics off of the motor unit, any metrics off of the battery unit. We can have interactive chats between the retailer or the distributor or the servicer for that matter. What allows us to also happen is we just want to have interchangeability with communication and information, so we can make it easy for whoever's servicing the product in the field to get that information quickly and be able to make those changes.
What kind of data do you get off of it?
Oh my gosh, there's you're going to hit me with this. There is information about how many cycles that have run, how many half cycles, the error codes that have come up, what those error codes mean. We're able to also send them links to videos to show them how to diagnose and how to fix. We have information on the temperature of the motor unit, the temperature of the battery. There's a glutton of information literally that we can pull from this. The retailers have been very pleased with the amount of information that they're able to collect in order to do a proper diagnosis on this product. And by the way, Joe, just so you know, as we continue to expand this out, that information will not only become more expansive, but we're also looking to create more guides for people to do it themselves, and also for the retailers to have something right there on the pool deck that they can resource and fix it right then and there.
I think that's terrific. You have three different models for the Liberty. Can you break down the differences between the Liberty 200, 300, and 400 models?
Absolutely, yes. So the Liberty 200 is a $999 price point, and it is a single cycle system. So it's 90-minute runtime. It does floors and walls. Very basic. It opens up. You've got the topside filter basket inside of there. You have the magnetic connect system. It comes with a retrieval hook, so you can pull it out of the water. And that unit will always find itself at the base of a wall, so you're not having to retrieve it out of the center of the pool. For $1,249, you can get the Liberty 300. And the Liberty 300 has a few differences on it. Number one is the Liberty 300 comes with two sets of filter panels. We have our ultra fine panels and our fine panels. So that allows for a differing degree of filtration in the water. The second thing it comes with is the click-up feature that we just talked about a minute ago. So that allows for the retrieval through audible sound in the water, and that allows for the unit to come straight up to the water line and the customer can pull it out. Also on the on the Liberty 300, we use what's called an eco mode. We're very aware that customers have busy lives. Like you said, they want full control, but they also want no control at the same time. So they just want to throw it in and let it go. So we have an eco mode for what I call keeping clean pools clean mode. Essentially, you put it in and it will run for 30 minutes. It does floors only, so it saves energy by not climbing the walls. It'll do the floors only, and then it finds a wall, parks itself, and sleeps for 2 days. Then it wakes itself up, does 30 more minutes of the floor only, sleeps for 2 days, and then does its final 30 minutes. So you can literally leave this in the pool all week and just keep the pool clean. It'll do it on its own, makes it very simple for the customer. Now, the Liberty 400, we haven't landed on specifically all of the prices and the specs. It'll be something that will launch in probably November, December of this year, potentially Q1 of next year. We're looking at adding the consumer app to that, as well as floors, walls, and tile line feature cleaning to that one. So there'll be a little bit more functionality to it. We'll have more app functionality, so the consumer will have some control over that one. And I'll let you know as those specs come out and we finalize those. We're working to get that done literally within the next couple of weeks.
Awesome. Well, we'll be on the lookout for more information as it gets released. Let's switch gears a little bit, Pete. I mean, I would like to talk to you a little bit about some things that are just related to consumers and the choices that they have to make. The pool cleaner space is a bit congested. I mean, these days there are plenty of different options out there to choose from. What really differentiates Matronics from other brands out there on the market?
I would say the number one differentiator that I hear from the dealers are specifically our retailers and then also the consumers is that the product works. You know, you said this earlier, customers want to have full control, but they really want what they're looking for is they just want to have a clean pool. And over the space of, you know, four decades, we have had the opportunity to have a product that just goes into the pool and does what it's supposed to do. It does what it's advertised to do. The dealers like it because they make decent profit on this. They like it because it's reliable. There's not a gluttony of issues that come along with the product. That makes it simple for them. And the customers, it's interesting, as you're in stores, as I said, I was traveling earlier this week, and I've had customers that walk into the store and they see my Matronics shirt or my rep's Matronics shirt, and they immediately ask us if we work for the company. And Joe, every single time they find out we do, it's the common phrase that comes back is, man, that's the best thing we've ever bought for our pool. And that's why you see that on our internet site as one of our taglines on there, because that's exactly what consumers tell us. They like it because it works and they don't have to go out and scrub the walls and scrub the floors and net products. It makes it, or net debris in the pool. It makes it very easy for them. So the number one reason that customers come back to us, the product works.
Well, thanks for that explanation. I mean, you also touched on the kibbutz in Israel and the testing facility that you have there. I mean, how does Matronics approach towards innovation in the cleaner space differentiate? And where do you think this technology is really headed over the next 5 to 10 years? I mean, you said that you were testing against competitor products and that you do a lot of testing in that facility. Can you elaborate on that a bit?
Certainly. The million-dollar question is where is this going? So let's start with that one. We constantly are evaluating what consumers are looking for in the market. We're in contact with consumers. I think what we see is there is going to be some ability for the robot to either provide some real-time data direct to the consumer and the retailer so we can improve the relationship between those two with some sort of sensor technology. That technology has been tried in with multiple different companies that are out there, and some of them have had some success and others have not. And that's a technology that's going to be, I think you'll see it continue to expand and get better and better over the future. I do believe that you'll see where the industry is going to go is you're going to have that ability for somebody to put a robot in the water and the robot will begin to diagnose the water, or the robot will have some availability to feed data back to the consumer. The consumer is scared of the data at this point in time. So the companies that will have figured out how to take that data and put it into easy number systems or easy phraseology where it just says the pool is good or add this or don't do that, I think that's who's going to win that space in the future. By the way, this is my this is me talking as uneducated, but it's really something that I feel in the future may would expand the horizons. As far as the competitors go, I think that right now there's a lot of competitors that are doing a very good job out there in the market, and they have some beautiful products. They've got, there's a lot of companies that are heading off in this cordless direction, and they've done a pretty good job with it. So far, what I've seen is the products look nice. They tend to perform well. We tend to perform better than they do on the job of just cleaning the pool. And again, that's the differentiating factor between the Dolphin difference and anybody else. And it's, I know that's a very basic assumption, Joe, but that's really what I see in the market. To keep it straight, cut and dried, that's what the consumers tell us.
Well, thanks for that, Pete. Certain Matronix cleaners may be better suited for certain applications. I mean, when selecting the right cleaner to purchase, what are some important factors that consumers need to consider?
We have seen over the years where there was an understanding that we had certain products that were above ground only products, and we have products that were in ground only products. And I've been with Matronix now for 7 years. So when I came into the business and I was seeing the retailers and they were saying, well, here's the above ground model that we sell, and then all of these other ones are in ground models. I got a little concerned with that because I was trying to understand why would something be only for an in-ground and one be only for an above ground. It's a vessel of water. And I realized that some of the pools are different. So we went back to the engineers, talked to the engineers a little bit about, give us the specificity of, is there a differentiating factor between above ground and in-ground? And I'm happy to tell you that there is not. All of our products are designed for in-ground and above ground pools. The products that do floors only, they're really a flat bottom pool product. So if you're just looking to clean the floor only, you know, some of the products that are out there, the E10, the Active 10, the S50, those are models that are just flat bottom cleaners. So if there's no rise in the hopper, it's about a 15 degree rise. If it hits that, it probably won't make it out of the hopper. So if you have a leisure pool or you have an above ground pool that's flat bottom, you could just buy those and stay on the more economical side. Or if you want to put some of the cleaners that we build that are bigger, more powerful, more feature oriented into an above ground pool, you can do that too. There's a lot of customers out there that are buying Radiance and different types of pools that are more expensive, that they want to have more performance in their pool. So we encourage those customers, don't limit yourself by the price of the product. Figure out what features that are best for you and allow yourself to have the Dolphin difference in your pool. You'll find that those products work very well in any pool type and any pool shape and any pool kind, meaning any pool surface. So we really wanted to get that message out. We've changed our literature with the retailers to let them know that, you know, there is no above ground or in ground specific. There is nothing that performs differently in salt water or even in fiberglass. We've tested in all of those, and it really depends on the customer and how well they're taking care of their pool. Of course, that'll affect the performance of the product. The real main difference is whether something's commercial or residential. That's the differentiating factor.
Well, thanks for clearing up some of that ambiguity, Pete. I mean, we see consumers with smaller pools all the time struggling to find a product that can adequately clean their pool. I mean, what are some important consideration for those with smaller pools?
That's a great question. And I'm super glad you asked that, because we get a lot of customers who come in to the retailers. And I know the retailers, when you hear this, you'll say, yes, we get this all the time. The customers who come in with the Walmart pools or the Intex pools or the inflatable sided pools, where the pump and filter system does not meet the demand, the load that goes into that pool. And so the customers come in and they want to have a pump or a filter that's going to work inside of their pool. What we have studied and learned is that by putting one of our Matronix Dolphin products inside the pool, You get a filter system. You get something that moves the water through the pool and helps to mix the chemistry inside of there. And you get a pool cleaner all in one. And so some of the retailers out there have gotten very clever. And instead of selling them a pump and a filter that that may not work again because it's the size that's specified for that unit, what they've done is they've asked them to buy a cleaner. And the cleaner ends up being almost a 3-in-1 product for those pools. And that has helped the customer immensely over time. And it's allowed the dealer to have satisfaction with those customers. When you tell them they need a certain pump and filter that costs 3 or 4 times the cost of the pool, the customers do get a little bit irritated. But if you have multiple functionalities tied into that one product, then they're more alleviated to purchase that product. There's relief there.
Well, Pete, thanks so much for taking the time out today to talk shop with us today. I mean, about the Liberty and giving us some better insights. Really enjoyed having you on the show.
Thank you, Joe. I appreciate it. It was awesome questions. You did a great job. You really know your stuff, and I appreciate that. You do a lot of homework before you run these podcasts. Great job on that.
I appreciate that, Pete. That's all the time we have left today. Thanks so much for listening in. Remember to make sure to like, share, follow, subscribe, and we'll catch you next time on another episode of Pool Magazine Podcast.
This podcast is brought to you by Viking Capital, your best friend in swimming pool financing for over 20 years.